It's almost 3 a.m. I will not sleep until I address Black Americans today. Dear Black Americans, I'm begging you in the name of ancestors who didn't leave Africa through one airport. I'm begging you in the name of West and Central African coastline. I'm begging you in the name of map of Africa. I'm begging you in the name of African countries who didn't hire PR teams. I'm begging you in the name of ancestors who didn't leave Africa from one zip code. Please, stop treating Africa like it's a country group project where only Ghana did their homework. Yes, Ghana is beautiful. The history is powerful. The castles are still standing. But use your brain and your passport. Your roots didn't come from one departure gate. They were taken from across West and Central African coasts, from different languages, different cultures, different tribes and kingdoms. Africa is made up of 54 countries, not by one, take one destination. Every time you guys go to the motherland, you post about Ghana, Ghana. There are other parts of Africa where history was made, like the Bimbia slave trade port in Cameroon. This site still exists today. History happened in this place. Ancestors, they passed through there too. But it's not trending, it's quiet. Are we trying to erase that part of history? Huh? Have you guys forgotten that your DNA is layered? Your DNA is mixed. Your DNA is regional. Your DNA is continental. I'm not saying don't go to Ghana. I'm saying stop treating Africa like it has only one front door. Learn deeper, explore wider, because your story is stronger than one stamp in your passport. They also came from Nigeria, Benin, Cameroon, Ghana, Senegal, and more. Don't visit only one place, only Ghana. Please, after Ghana, explore more. Go and explore. Please, I'm begging you. Because there is history in other places, not just Ghana. Yes, ancestors came from other parts of Africa.